Hello, my name is Greg Smithstead. I'm not a CD producer, or a filmmaker, or even a trail guide writer, but I am a descendant of Juan Bautista de Anza's expedition to California in the year 1775-1776. I put together this trail guide and CD to show you what's on the trail, why it's significant, and what you could learn by traveling along the trail today. This CD contains wildlife sounds, interviews, and music and songs relevant to the trail. Imagine hearing sounds that Anza expedition members would have heard in the places that they heard them. You could start your morning at an expedition campsite with the sounds of the alabado, hearing the sound of a psaltery as played by Father Font at a morning mass. That evening, you can listen to the sounds of an 18th century fandango. During your explorations, you can hear the voices of American Indians speaking their languages and singing their songs. You can hear the sounds of local wildlife. This guide allows you to do these things. Let's start our journey in Santa Cruz County, Arizona. This is where the Anza Trail starts in what is today the United States. I'm talking to Don Garate, interpreter at the Tumacacori National Historic Park. Don, who is this man, Juan Bautista de Anza? Why is he significant in history?
I hope you got all day if you want to know why he's significant in history. Juan Bautista de Anza Jr., of course, is famous for taking some 300 people from here at Tubac to establish a town called San Francisco in Alta California. He's also known somewhat in New Mexico and Colorado for his work with the Comanches back there. He led an expedition back there which made it possible to start the process to make a peace with the Comanche Indians. It was the longest lasting peace treaty ever signed with the Comanche Nation, and eventually that peace treaty was still in effect when our United States westward movement started, and so our history would be totally different if it hadn't have been for Juan Bautista de Anza and a fellow named Acuera Capa. Number and many things that you could talk about Anza and why he's important to history. We don't think about Spanish soldiers. You probably do because you descend that way, but most people don't think about Spanish soldiers having helped with the revolution, the American Revolution, but they did. They were taxed, and that money was used to help fund the American Revolution. And Juan Bautista de Anza, while he was governor of New Mexico, collected, I don't know, some 1,500 pesos, which doesn't sound like anything today, but back then, especially coming from a poor province like New Mexico, was a lot of money to be collected from a handful of soldiers. The money then went to the revolutionaries, or George Washington and that group.
What was in it for Spain? Why did they want to do this?
Well, what was in it for Spain was keeping England, getting England out of the New World as much as possible, of course.
I've heard up where I come from in San Jose and San Francisco, I've heard Anza called a conquistador. Was he a conquistador?
Well,
does he deserve this title?
No, because that was 200 years before he lived. The conquistadores were people like Coronado and people like Cortez. Those were conquistadores. At that time, the New World was so new, and Spain didn't know what they were getting into, and then they did go in and make a big conquest. By the time Anza came along, it was an entirely different story. He could be considered a colonizer or an explorer, but a conquistador, no.
What would you want people who hear this to remember about Anza and the people and the expedition and what we see all around us here?
Well, the one thing that we really work hard at here at Tumacacori is trying to convince people there's more to the United States history than just after westward movement, that there was a lot going on here. The problem, of course, is that Anza and your ancestors and all of them, they were working for the wrong government, the one that lost out in the end, and the United States now has it. But I think part of the problem is also not just that we don't understand it or that we want to set it aside because that's those sadistic Spaniards over there that did all these terrible things that was what we call the black legend that England started back in the 1500s trying to gain power over Spain. Rather than just putting it down, I think we don't understand it partially because in the United States for the most part, an English-speaking Protestant culture, and this is a Spanish-speaking Catholic culture, And we're afraid of it. And so anytime when there's a language barrier, people tend to draw back. And so the thing we're trying to do, and I know you're doing the same thing, is to show people that this is the true history. Let's at least include it in the history of the United States.
And it really is all America, for whatever that means. It is the
right. And then you take especially like California now, well, or here in southern Arizona, it's the same thing. We have such a mixing of these cultures because we had the Mexican culture to start with, then the United States moved in, and now you have people who, like yourself, I'm sure you're not purely Mexican culture. I'm sure you have other things in your ancestry besides Mexican, and it's the same way here in southern Arizona. So California started out with the first contact between the Spanish or the Mexicans and the Indians. It became a Mexican culture. Later, the Anglo culture moved in, and now you have people who are a mixture of the entire thing. And so you, as a genealogist, say, who studies your family tree, you can't just say, well, I'm going to take my Spanish culture, I'm just going to take my Anglo culture. You're proud of all of them and love all your ancestors. And so you have that whole history. We as a nation should look at it the same way. Unfortunately, we haven't. We've said, well, everything started with the westward movement. And unfortunately, things were going on for a lot of people here long before the westward movement started. Like I say, it was a northern movement. Like you said, the American dream started out as a northward movement, not a westward movement.
Don Grate, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.